We're now learning the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. We finished Chanukah. We didn't finish the laws of Chanukah, but we finished Chanukah, so we'll pick that up probably next year, where we left off. But nonetheless, Mitzvah Shem's right. We continue with the words of the Shulchan Aruch with regard to the specific concept of having a minion for laning. And he says, Ein korin b'torah b'pachos mi'asor gedolim b'nei chorin. It's necessary to have at the very minimal a quorum of 10 in order to be able to lane. Piskei Tshuva picks up from the words of the Shulchan Aruch and says, Well, dai shei sham asara. It's not just enough to have 10 bodies there. El asarach asara shakshiva l'kriyas haTorah. You have to have actually at least 10 people that are actually paying a little bit of attention to what's going on. V'lo yehe bein ha'asara aflo echad ha'osik b'dvar macherim lo mino yoshein. If a person among the 10, and there's only 10, so therefore you're one of them, you cannot be doing anything else, even learning or sleeping, which is an interesting time to fall asleep in the middle of davening. I've seen that before. But nonetheless, it's brought down in the Bir Halacha, interestingly enough, that when it comes to having exactly a minion, it says that when it comes to laning, we're more strict than the rest of the davening. The Chomer Tvei Mitfila, the Ika Desavri, Shoshim Etzarif. That there are actually those that say that if you're sleeping, you can still be counted as one of the 10, so you don't have to wake the guy up if he's having a nice dream. But Yeshli, Lahazir, a person should be careful upon this. B'minyin Mitzumseim, Shaloh Yehechshash, Shal Barachos Levatalo. Then the potential that if you are one of the 10, or if there's a larger minion, but you know that you are still, unfortunately, going to be one of the 10 listening, so you should probably make sure that you do exactly that. But interesting, again, that there is a kula that you can still be counted possibly as part of a minion, even if you're falling asleep over there. And I remember seeing more than one occasion in a community in which they needed a minion desperately, that they would actually have a person, a Jewish guy, and you know, he didn't really care so much, he wasn't so into the davening, so he used to, being a lawyer, bring his suitcase to shul, and he would just open it up and do his work. Obviously that's not the lechatchila, but certainly that would probably be enough to be mitzarif. Probably that's not any worse than falling asleep. The Don, you should know, says the Piskei Tshuvos, Kia iser likro b'torah kishena sara. When it says that there's a whole prohibition and you have to have 10 people, that is only dafka b'kriyas haTorah u'b'birchos seha. That's specifically having the brachos attached to the landing before and after. Of a below brachos of nel acharei leislan bo. For a person who just wants to open up a sefer Torah and just read it, even in public, with numerous people there, it's not an issue. L'chein, and therefore he says, Yishuvot tzibur she'en lehem minyan. In the event that you don't have a minion, so maybe you can say, oh great, I don't have a minion, we can just skip that part, go straight into Musaf. Rishayim lehotzi sefer Torah, you are allowed to take out a Torah. V'likros ba ha-sedra, you're allowed to lane the whole parsha, below brachos, lifnei acharei, just don't call anyone up for an aliyah, don't say any brachos before and afterwards. And uvelo likro lezayin korim, instead of having the 7 people getting called up, el yikro echad kol ha-sedra v'ashar yishmu. The rest of the people, the less of a minion that's there, there's only a few people there, unfortunately didn't get a minion today, but nonetheless you can go through the entire laning, and everyone else will listen. The gamer shoyim lomer haftorah below bracha klal. There's nothing wrong with reading the haftorah, which is part of nach as well, but of course you should not recite a bracha, the brachos that are attached to it. Now, the Shulchan Aruch then says, what happens if you do have 10? And fortunately those 10 people are not doing their work, and those 10 people are actually awake. But one of them, for whatever reason, has to leave in the middle of the laning. So should you just stop the laning? Because after all, we don't have 10 anymore. So the Mechaber says, Ve'im hischilu basara, if you started off all right with a minion, v'yatsu miksasan, and some of them left, which means at least the majority is still there. You used to have 6 present gomer, then you can continue and complete the laning. Ad sof, Kriyas Hayom. Piskei Tshuva says, that just this mean that one aliyah, but it means that entire laning, which means V'yalu HaZayin HaKarim, you can call up on seven people, Achlo Yaso Hosafos, you shouldn't call in any additional people, not that there's only any additional people left anyway, everyone's getting an aliyah, and that's all. V'yomer Kaddish, you can still say Kaddish even though there's no minion, because at least you started off with a minion. V'yikru Ol HaMafdir, but when it comes to Mafdir, that's a separate thing, so you should not call someone up for that. The Haftorah Yomer Bli Brachos, as he said before, that when it comes to the Haftorah, you can say it, but just don't say the Brachos before it or after it. And he brings down here that when it comes to the idea of Savik Brachos Lahakel, we're not concerned. It's not considered to be a Bracha in which we're not sure if you should or shouldn't say, because after all, if you at least start off with a minion, then we allow you to continue. We don't require you to stop in the middle, but we just don't allow you to go on to a completely separate thing, namely in this situation, Mafdir. One last halacha, then we'll stop. Now, when it comes to having a minion of 10, is it necessary that those 10 people have not heard the laning before? So he says, "Umitzdarfin arba shikfar shamu, hakriya lishisha shalosh shamu." It's not necessary for all 10 people to have not have heard the laning yet. Even if you have 4 that already heard the laning, but you borrow them for a later minion because 6 people have not yet heard, that's also fine. However, interestingly enough, he says, the only time we have this leniency of allowing 4 people who already heard the laning to be mistarif with to make a minion, elosh only in the situation, that's only if those 4 people were obligated to have heard any laning that day, which they already fulfilled the obligation. Therefore, they already fulfilled their obligation. Nonetheless, based on the din of Arvus, namely Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazeh, that we're all considered connected to one another, we allow these 4 to be mistarif and to create and complete a quorum, a minion, for those 6 people who did not hear. However, as says the Piskei Tshuvos, im einam chayovim klal b'kriyas haTorah b'yom zeh, those 4 people, not only did they not, that they already heard the laning, but let's say they have no obligation to hear the laning at all, if you'll echad, even if just one of those 4, ein yoch l'starif l'tisha shechayovim, one person cannot even combine with 9. So therefore, it's necessary that you must be obligated at some point of today to have heard the laning. So the question is, what are you talking about? I'm a Jew and you're a Jew. If I had to hear the laning, probably you had to hear the laning. So he gives the example of people who go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lareitz and vice versa. This is how the last paragraph will stop at. L'chein, b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Those who live in Eretz Yisrael and are here on for Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov, einam yecholim l'starif l'hashlim minyan l'vnei Chutz Lareitz. They are not allowed to combine to make number 10 so that we can lane those who are in Chutz Lareitz in order to be able to hear the laning on Yom Tov Shini Shel Golios on the second day of Yom Tov. Because after all, they themselves don't have to hear it. Elim Kain, but he says that there is even for that an exception. In the event that Hu Yom Sheish Bo Chiyav Kriyas HaTorah Gam L'Bnei Eretz Yisrael, if they also have an obligation to lane, what do you mean they don't have an obligation to lane? It's the second day of Yom Tov. They're from Eretz Yisrael. But let's say today is either Monday or Thursday. Sheash Shekriyas Shona, even though it's a different laning, nonetheless, it doesn't matter if it's a different laning. Just as long as they're obligated to have heard some type of laning, Yichol Mistarif L'Shisha L'Bnei Chutz Laretz. They're allowed to combine with 6 to be able to lane that day.